Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
Yes, 19709. And your name is Shani?
Shani. Mm-hmm.
Shane.
Shani.
Can you spell?
Yes, ma'am.
Spell.
It's Shaney. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, Joan Sharp.
You said the first name was Joan, J-O-A-N?
Joan. Yes, mm-hmm. Sharp, okay. S-H-A-R-P-E.
Okay, could you confirm your address for me, please?
Yes, 611 Lafayette, L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, Circle, Middletown, M-I-D-D-L-E-T-O-W-N, Delaware, D-E-19709.
All right. Thank you for that. I do see that you attempted to place an order for the kitchen gadget for $7.95, but I'm showing the charge declined.
Okay. No, I was trying. I thought it was for the KitchenAid, mixer. They told me I won. So I thought I had to pay $2 through this.
Okay, and I'm showing the charge decline. I don't have a reason as to say why the charge declined. You might want to contact your card issuer or your financial institution to see why it didn't go through.
Yeah, it should have gone through. There's money in the bank. That's what I don't understand. It came up and there was a code on there. Like, I don't have the code right now. But if I have to wait until tomorrow, then I probably won't get the mixer, correct?
I can't give you a definite answer, being that I don't have an account for you, so I would not know. If you are able to refresh the page for the offer to see if it'll refresh for you just so you can restart. But as of right now, I'm showing that the charge that you did try and go through, it did not go through, it declined.
That, I don't understand. It said internal error on the second one. How do I refresh the page?
Are you on your computer?
No, I'm on my laptop.
Okay. There should be like a little circle with an arrow on it at the top of the web browser section to where you can refresh your page and start over.
Oh, okay. I'm pushing it. Nothing is happening. Isn't that weird? Oh, darn. So what do I have to do? Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, so I just enter in the card number.
Yeah, just restart over. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No. How long do you have to put this in?
Well, it's not a time-sensitive thing, so you can take it as your leisure. The offer will still be available for you.
Oh, really? Okay. Wait a minute. Visa 73 was removed to protect your financial information. Visa 1736 was removed from Facebook Pay. You will need to add it again to make future payments. Okay. That I don't understand. Do you?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, I thought the time was limited as far as putting in the number and, you know, how do you pay for that? It said $2.
Yeah, without an account, I'm sorry, I don't have a way to answer your questions because I'm not able to see what you're seeing.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, boy. Okay. They said, okay, I guess, is this a scam? Hello?
No, ma'am, it's not a scam. All the information should be available for you. Only reason why I'm not able to answer your questions, unfortunately, I don't want to give you any misinformation, because you have contacted a third-party call center, so we do handle many different online vendors' accounts. There are different offers that we do have, but without an account, I can't advise you of the right one. So I don't want to give you any misinformation.
Okay, what do you mean an account? But I didn't see anything.
Well, if you're actually trying to purchase the KitchenAid mixer, it would create an account for you.
Really?
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I'm on it right now, and it is for shipping information and payment information. And it says limited time, receive an additional 28% off of your entry when paying with MasterCard. Well, I don't have that. So what am I ordering?
Well, what you're answering, and again, I'm not sure because I don't have an account, but you're trying to purchase the KitchenAid mixer. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. $2.
Okay. Do you see there where it has the terms and conditions to where you can read through the offer?
No, it just says secure transaction. That's all it says on here, and it gives me the customer number. That's what I called.
Okay, so with the offer, there should be some additional terms and conditions that you can read through before you actually process the payment.
Well, there wasn't anything. I don't understand this.
Can you scroll down to the bottom of your page to see if you see anything that says terms and conditions? Like
okay.
At the very, very bottom?
Oh, yeah. Terms and conditions. Okay. Yeah, that's the same phone number. 125 gift card. Cancellation and refunds. Okay, my goodness. Except, okay, third party, disclaimer. Okay, boy, I'll tell you, does it? Okay, now what do I do? I didn't see anything in there that I could support your TryTrueProductsForLess.com. Okay. I don't understand this. Gives me that telephone number, which is 855-756-5736. Am I supposed to call them?
No, ma'am. You're contacting the same customer service number.
Okay. Congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select one customer out of every 1,000 entries to win. Now, see, that's not what it said on that page. By entering, you agree to pay $7.95 USD the day you place your order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed 2 days. Okay. I think I understand it now. Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that was it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.